Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness, a college education, a good job, a healthy family, respect for your neighbors, retirement, happiness. Repeat after me to attain your goals. Happiness.
Ignorance.
A college education.
Mental programming.
A good job.
Slavery.
A healthy family.
Corporate control.
Respect for your neighbors.
Governmental abuses.
Retirement.
Obey.
Happiness.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am.
Sofa King. No, not so fast.
So.
Loses meaning.
I am. Sofa King.
With retard. You say funny things.
Getting all pissed off during the intro. Fucking another rye whiskey. Shit.
Goddamn all this free whiskey, you sons of bitches. You're all mad.
Send some good shit.
You're looking at
it. Actually, this had a cork in it.
I think this is going to be good shit.
It's that whole gift horse in the mouth thing over there, Brad.
You know what?
I'm going to piss you off even more now, though. I'm going to tell you, look at the cork.
I'm going to do
it. It's a fake cork.
It's plastic cork.
I just look away.
You should be happy about that, Dave. Aren't corks like fucking an environmental problem? Like,
Plastic corks are an environmental problem.
I care about the environment.
Yeah. You're just animals.
Yeah, just doesn't eat honey
because
it harms bees.
Right.
Somebody argued with me about that too. They were like, "What? It doesn't harm bees?"
Cork back in there.
I was like, "I don't know. You got to go talk to Dave about that shit." So this is what.
Real quick, though, I just drank Lucy Robinson's fucking Bolt, the clear whiskey from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
What was her reaction to that? Because that is weird. That shit tastes real weird.
I think you got it.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
It was really weird and spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Yeah, it's clear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear whiskey.
It doesn't taste like whiskey is the problem.
It's because it's clear moonshiney. It's more whiskey. Like moonshine.
Yeah, it's a little fuely.
Yeah.
Like fuel.
Well, because the reason it becomes brown it's aged in a barrel. And
it gets flavor. It gets,
yeah.
Yeah, and it comes from Alchemy Distillery.
It has to come from Brown Town.
So yeah, the clear ones definitely have a different taste.
They do.
I mean, obviously, for obvious reasons.
They get to, like, the clear ones
that's
are...
Like that Suntory, that one's yellow.
Yeah.
The Toki?
The moonshines and the clear whiskeys we've had, they get closer in taste to Kentucky whiskey. Like, even a brown, like, Kentucky whiskey has that kind of moonshiny taste to it. It's almost like a tequila-ish
strange,
aftertaste.
Like, plant, kind of a, like a plant taste, though. I just burped, and it's just, like, not good coming back up either. Sorry, Lucy.
Some days.
Maybe I'll mix that shit with something. Maybe we'll need it. During the apocalypse, we'll be glad we had
it for all our
cuts and burns.
Yeah. Or
and
fuel
our lantern.
For a car.
Yeah. I don't think you're on a car. All right. So what do we got here, Dave?
So we've got Crater Lake Handcrafted American Rye Whiskey. I haven't even been drinking. Rye Whiskey from Casey Sorrell or Sorrel.
Or Sorrel.
That one was way back in that list. He gave that to us a long time ago. I hope he's still a fan.
Well, we were worried about this one. It's foggy.
But naturally then, cloudy. We do that on purpose.
All I had to do was read the bottle.
The sticker says.
We were debating on it. We were like, hey, this thing's cloudy.
It is cloudy.
Not sealed.
It looks like it.
It's cloudy.
There's probably some kind of process. And they're all, we do that on lazy.
Yeah. Now, here we go. Thank you, Casey.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. Super smooth.
I don't like rye whiskey.
What is it about the rye you don't like?
That one is not spicy.
No,
at all.
That's smooth as shit.
It's very strange.
It's like it's very strange. It like hits the front of your tongue in a very happy place.
Yeah, it's not bad. The rye is, I don't know.
Hand it over, man. I'll finish that off where it goes.
No, I'll drink it. I'll drink the other one. I'm a man.
If I pour again, it's like. I'm feel guilty, but if I just drink the leftover, it was going to go to waste.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. All I'm saying.
So that is good. Crater Lake rye whiskey. If you like rye, that might be the best rye we have here. I know the Redemption rye is awful good.
That one, for rye, it's not bad. Like, I'm not saying it's bad at all. My taste buds just don't agree with it as well.
So thank you, Casey. Delicious rye whiskey.
So after we had already announced our winner, someone came up with a late submission, which I don't know that they would have beat the person, but it warrants something. Like,
it left us in wonder.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the hot sack.
Yeah. So our hot sack winner from last episode, Terry Presley, there's going to be a second place, which I usually don't do this, but this guy dressed up like Darth Raper, as Brad and I call him. Mm-hmm. And he made a bottle of El Yucateco levitate, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with the trickery. It doesn't look Photoshopped, and I don't believe that he could throw it.
That's the thing. If he had the camera, he could. We were trying to figure it out.
I've resolved to he's magic. He has the force.
Yeah. Darth Raper is magic.
Yeah. He has a metachlorian. Yeah,
his penis will appear inside of you.
Occam's razor indicates metachlorians. I think that's what we're getting.
Watch my penis disappear inside of you.
Yeah. The head is shaped. The head is shaped just like the Darth Vader helmet.
Just like the helmet.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually has a little helmet on his penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's black and shiny.
Just be glad it wasn't Kylo Ren, because then there'd be two little ones sticking out the side.
So drum roll, I didn't say the guy's name yet. We did the whole story. Is Todd O'Neill. I will be sending you something as well.
Toad Neal. Yeah. Thank you.
And I have to say, actually, I didn't say Terry Presley's getting that fucking El Yucateco blanket.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I kind of want the barbecue.
Todd, you're getting some shit. If I have some shit, something's going in a bag. I'm getting low on fucking
We have the barbecue for sure, but I think I'm going to take that. So sorry, Todd. Sorry, Toad Neal.
Well, no, he's had the blanket. So.
Yeah, the blanket.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Don't we have the barbecue still?
No, that's gone, sir.
What?
Just so Brad can't take it. We'll be giving that away next week so Brad can't take it. I'm going to put it in a box. Yeah, and we're going to ship it to you.
In a box?
Yeah.
We should do the so Brad can't take it giveaway.
Yeah.
It's like shit we're going to give away. Like, so-and-so on Instagram, great post. You won the so Brad can't take it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We have this shit
now. That barbecue's legit, actually. Yeah, to hype it up, really cool. There is a zip like bag that turns into an ice chest once the barbecue parts are removed. Mm-hmm. But inside that bag is a little mini barbecue. Mm-hmm. And the bag has El Yucateco branded logo and everything on it. It is actually really cool.
Pretty cool.
I'm kind of sad they didn't send us four of them. So
yeah,
we could give one away.
If you're listening. Hey.
Yeah.
People. El Yucateco people.
You could send us more barbecues. That's all we're saying.
You could send us more barbecues. And
my thought, though, is like, after you use that barbecue, though, it's a good thought.
You just dump it out.
I know, but you're going to put it back in the bag. Sure. Obviously, that's
Well, you can wrap it up. You can put it in a bag or something.
Put the bag in a bag.
The bag in a bag. Yeah. In a box.
Put it in a box.
Put it in a box.
Put it in a car. All right. So that's all I got for the Techo guy. Todd O'Neill, Darth Raper, floating green sauce. How'd you do it? It's a mystery. His dick will appear inside you with a little helmet.
Yep. Yeah. While he's levitating.
Yeah.
Yep. So our topic. I do.
Is that it? We don't have anything else?
I don't have anything else. Oh,
that's
no,
short.
We do.
I really want to piss off. We need like a 15-minute intro again.
We will. We've been on our last several episodes telling secrets to our recent Patreon subscribers. And again, we have an honor system here. We know that a lot of people listen to the show, and we're trusting that as soon as we're done, you stop listening. Yeah,
if your name isn't mentioned, if you didn't just sign up for Patreon.
We give just a handful of secrets that are personal to us, and they're all 100% true. And that's actually the funny thing is some of them are true and some of them aren't. And some of them I think you'll tell are obviously not true, but some of them.
One of us always tells the truth and one of us always lies.
That's right. So some of them are.
Somebody is excited about what I just said. Yeah. They know what it's from.
But anyway.
I'm not offering shit though, because I'll get fucking 57. Can I have a sticker?
Yeah, 3 weeks. 3 weeks later. Hey, am I too late for the sticker? Motherfucker, that episode
when
3 weeks ago.
First person to tell me. And then, 3 weeks later, did I get it? I'm like, fuck no, you didn't get it. Yeah. 3 weeks
you're behind,
later.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, after Boondock Saints quote from fucking 3 weeks ago.
I was getting them. I'm like, I didn't ask for this shit.
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
care.
Always happens.
I don't fucking care.
So here's the plan then. We'll do the show. We'll talk about some stuff, blah, blah, blah. We'll say some dick jokes. Brent will take
you'll learn a bunch of useless information.
Brent will
take Dale Earnhardt Jr. will show up.
At least once.
His brother or fucking somebody.
And then we do our sponsors and then blah, blah, blah. We finish up and then we tell these secrets to just a handful of people and no one else can listen.
Yeah.
So that's the plan.
All right.
Okay.
We have our people now. Yeah, we do.
We can say them at the end.
Okay. Well, I know that. I'm just saying everybody has their people.
We know. So, today our topic is IRA.
How
to save money and IRA, how to invest.
IRA Glass. This guy I know.
What?
That's funny to your friend, and that is it. No, you really know a guy?
But no, our topic today is the IRA, which is the Irish Republican Army. This one was a fairly high ranking voted one like on, third, on the official third. Fan page. It's been floating there for a while. The IRA has been there for a while. And I will say, like these guys both alluded to, when you start doing Google searches on the IRA, it's all pointing
tells you how to optimize your portfolio.
It's all telling you about retirement
I'm good.
Accounts.
Yeah.
But I do want to say a couple of things in advance. I'm going to apologize before we even start for all the really horrible Irish accents and Irish stereotypes that are going to come out in the next hour.
What you talking about, matey?
Oh my God. I know you can do better.
That was like a drunk Gary Coleman
pirate. Doing a pirate impression. Matey?
Yeah, that's what they say, don't they?
So I just want to say, like, even as we were like getting ready to hit record, we were all slipping into really horrible, offensive Irish accents. And I know.
You have to warm up.
It's going
to
come out.
So you're going for my pot of gold, are you?
That's again, you're a pirate.
He's
that's
doing pirish.
Oh.
That's a pirish accent.
So I just want to apologize in advance. There's going to be a lot of things about little people and pots of gold and
bad British jokes.
It's just coming. I'm just letting you all know. If you're in Ireland right now,
if you have horse teeth, turn this motherfucker off because you're going to get offended.
Well, no, if you have horse teeth, then the Irish hate you and they want to kill you.
Yeah.
So, but that's all part of it. And the other thing is that I want to say this up front.
Brent said that.
And this is a thing that I have, and this has been with me for a very long time.
Small penis?
No.
Since birth.
That's
as long as it gets.
I've only had a small penis for a year or two.
As long as it gets. I just let it do it on accident. It's beautiful. Oh man,
if we had video, I'd be embarrassed. I am fucking pink. I am as pink as pink gets right now.
He didn't even mean to say that joke. It's so good. Since birth, that's as long as it gets. Fucking disappointing.
The other thing that I will say is that I personally feel, and I don't think this is indicative of the other two at the table, that every time I hear an Irish accent, I think it sounds fakey.
Fakey?
Fakey.
Dude, I didn't know Irish people have a different fucking language. Like, I was watching these fucking documentaries and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, they've got the whole Gaelic thing
Irish.
Going on, but
yeah.
They've got a whole second language going on. Gaelic. But every time I hear like any, like I'll hear someone doing an Irish accent and I'm like,
it's because they do the high pitch.
But
like,
then
it's the high pitch.
Right, but accent, then I hear someone like with who is from Ireland and talking, and I'm fake? Like, "That's bullshit. That's a fake fucking."
He just said,
and it's like, I'm like, you're just like hamming it up. You're like totally exaggerating the Irish accent because you're faking it. And then like once I like see him in an interview, something.
With his fucking red hair and his fucking little green hat, and
but then you'll see buttons. Him in an interview, and that's like actually the actor's real accent. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, that still sounds fake. So those are the two things I want to start with.
It's very weird. The guy kept saying, and I was like, why is he saying, then I says, you said, motherfucker. Like this shit was getting annoying. Their accent is annoying.
Like he was using F's instead of E's or something.
Yeah. Fucking dick face.
So, okay. Now that that's all out of the way, that I always think every Irish accent is fake and we're going to insult you if you're Irish.
Ours are real though. We have real accents.
We do. I've practiced it.
Irish.
But so the IRA is a militant Irish group. It's a nationalist group, or what they would call, a Republican group. That's in support of the Irish Republic being separate from the United Kingdom.
There's been multiple iterations.
Yeah,
of this
too. There's been a ton of them.
Splits and so, sex.
Yeah.
Well, and what you have in anything, I mean, you have it with Democrats and Republicans, you know,
right.
Parties don't agree on certain things and they split up and create their own, you know, so.
Because it's, so the,
no different.
There's been tons of different groups. Because the thing is that like the IRA will be there. They'll strike like a peace treaty and say they're not going to kill anybody anymore. And then like they'll come up with a different.
Yeah, the different IRA. The RIRA, it's right. called.
Yeah. That's because
it says fuck the peace treaty.
Jax Teller keeps making everybody mad.
So it's like there's the IRA, there's the official IRA, there's the provisional IRA, there's the continuity IRA, there's the real IRA. Like there's a whole lot.
The old IRA.
Yep. Yeah.
I saw a weird stat that said the original use, the first known use of the term of the IRA was the late 1700s and 1860s.
Yeah.
What right the there. Fuck does that mean though?
Well, yeah. The thing is, I mean, it was just
because there was two moments, like late 1700s and then it went dormant
for 160 years.
Well, they just needed an army.
Right.
And they had the Irish
Republican army.
Right. They had the Irish Republican army. But then again, it showed up again. Like the first time it hit the scene for me was in 1917. And it ends up being the Irish Republican Army is a group like World War II has broken out.
Yeah.
Like everybody's getting fucked up. And the Irish, who hate the fact that they're under British rule, I'm sure all of them don't, but a lot of them did. A lot of Irish people refused to join the British army and go fight in World War I because they didn't want to work with the British, but they still wanted to fight in World War I. So they formed an all-volunteer Irish army that went and fought in World War I. So that was kind of
what's up with the British like trying to take over the world.
Well, they were pretty fucking close for a very long time.
I laugh so hard on that since birth thing that I have a cramp in my cheek. Like it feels like if I smile, it's going to cramp up or something. I'm like swimmer's cramp.
Happens when you suck dick. Yeah.
So the thing is, so if you don't know anything about the IRA, like the reason they're a fucking big deal is because, for example, from 1968 to 1998, in an era that they called the Troubles, 3,600 people were killed and 50,000 people were injured in murder attempts, primarily bombings, because the IRA just blows shit up in Ireland, kind of in England.
A terrorist group.
There's pretty much no kind of about it. They're fucking.
Yeah,
I mean, they blow.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
I'm kind of split on this because like they're just people trying to take back over their country essentially.
Well, but here's the thing. I can't disagree with that fact.
Yeah.
But the fact is they are using terrorist
techniques.
In the truest sense of the word. I mean, they're bombing people and killing civilians and killing members of the government and doing all this stuff to try to use terror to force a political change, which is terrorism.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a terrorist action that they're doing. Whether I agree with the cause or not, like they're doing terrorist action.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much the way it is. So I thought when I was going into the research that this had stopped. I thought that like the mid late 90s, the IRA quit bombing things. Nope, they're still bombing shit like this fucking year. Like the bombings have not stopped.
And the British are there like, oh Buffy.
Just like,
look at these idiot Irishes.
And I like,
look at them.
It wasn't in any way a British accent.
No, it's close. It's close.
I can't even make a joke about it.
You didn't even see my teeth? You didn't see my teeth?
No.
Oh, you did. You did.
Yeah, I did Fire Marshal Bill.
Okay. So some of the history, because again, it goes back. So, and I didn't know any, like being a.
You made Irish plural.
Yeah.
Irishes. That's like, that's more than one Irish person.
I know.
Being an American, like this history of the early 1900s and what was happening between Ireland and England is just not fucking taught. Like this is not stuff that was ever approached to me in a history class or anything like that.
I've never heard about it either.
But I mean, pretty fucking significant.
You guys said like, UK. Hey, like let's do the IRA. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Fucking.
Right.
What?
Did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
Huh?
Did you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. Because there's a lot of IRA stuff in Sons of Anarchy.
Do you know where that Sons of Anarchy quote comes from?
No.
Maria.
Oh, you know.
When I had the taco shop next door, my business partner, Maria, a lovely Mexican woman who I call my Mexican mama. Mm-hmm. She was my business partner. Mm-hmm. And one time she went across the street to the bar and got drunk and she came back. And at the time I had super fucking like long hair and a beard and shit. And she would always joke around saying I look like Jax Teller. And so in a slurred speech, I like was arguing with her, giving her like a hard time about something. And she said, oh, whatever, Sons of Anarchy. Like it's all in where you emphasize the syllable. Right. Sons of
emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's right.
Syllable.
Syllable.
So this army gets formed for World War I, In 1918, there's a political group, which we'll talk about later on as well, called Sinn Féin.
Sounds so Asian. Like, yeah. I feel like that's going to be the Asian. Fucking Chinese fucking
But it's not, but it's spelled, it is not spelled in.
It must be like, Gaelic.
No, it's S-I-N-N, and then the second word is F-E-I-N, but it's Sinn Féin.
Gaelic,
and
there's a joke for Gaelic for sure.
It'll come out.
But they win this major victory, and they basically form, they try to form a new government, and I'm never going to try to pronounce this one. And again, it's probably in Gaelic. D-A-I-L is the first word, and the second one is E-I-R-E-A-N-N.
Yeah, E-I-O.
So it's Dale Earnhardt. Dale
Earnhardt.
There's your Dale Earnhardt. I knew it was coming up.
And Bingo. Like, we got, Bingo was his name-o. Name.
So, but in, so this all goes down, et cetera. The army, there's a huge political movement, and the Irish want nothing to do with the United Kingdom. They don't want to be part of British rule. They feel like the British have subjugated them and ruled them. I mean, go watch some Braveheart shit. You're going to see the same thing in Scotland going way, way back.
Why did they settle out and just leave Northern Ireland occupied by Britain? I don't understand why they gave the rest of it back.
I don't know all the political nuances of that.
But well, I mean, it's just like Hong Kong. You ran just, by the UK.
Yeah.
They ran the middle of fucking
kept their
China.
Toe in it.
Oh, that's
yeah.
weird.
But in 1919, and again, this is something that I have never been taught in my history classes all through college, et cetera. There is the Irish War of Independence from 1919 to 1921. It kicks off just major fighting in Munster and Dublin and Belfast, and they're fighting the British, trying to kick the British out to become an independent nation. Like
that's
a
kind of like we did.
That caused the potato cannon famine. It's because they didn't have any ammo, so they would launch potatoes out of crude. And it caused a famine because
They shot all their potatoes.
All the potatoes, they shot all their loads.
They were feeding the British. They were feeding the British.
Hi, Bigota. Yeah.
Like, hey, let's shoot our food at these guys, and maybe we'll win.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty soon they starved themselves out.
Yeah, and the British would just
all they had was their gold and their little fucking buckle shoes.
Let's see, exactly. I told you it was coming.
You have an army of midgets in green suits. That's why leprechauns wear green, because you can't spot them on the hillside.
That's right. They're no fools.
Mm-mm.
But so they had it in November 21st, 1920 is what they call Bloody Sunday. And again, you have to look at sort of both sides of this. There are 14 British intelligence operatives that they end up killing. So the IRA kills 14 British intelligence operatives, and then the Brits, probably in retaliation, I'm guessing, because they're probably all pretty pissed off, on that same exact day, they shoot into a crowd at a soccer match, which they would call a football match.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just it's a crowd at a football match. It's not a riot. They don't have weapons, et cetera. They kill 14, they wound 65, and they call this Bloody Sunday. And then the next month in December, the city of Cork was burnt by British forces. They burned like the center of the town down, like just full on fucking civil war.
Some Hatfield McCoy shit.
Exactly.
Just keeps going.
Like a fucking war for independence. And they end up signing a peace treaty in July of 1921. And in May of 1921, Ireland gets its independence, except for Northern Ireland. And I don't pretend to know the politics.
That was the Anglo-Irish treaty.
But that was Northern Ireland is still controlled by the British. It's still part of the UK, but the rest of Ireland is its own entity. It's not necessarily part of it. And there's a lot of contention there. Some Irish folk think they should have Northern Ireland back. Some people think they should all be part of the UK. So it's a whole messy.
There's probably, monetary reasoning and political. There's all kinds of words, strategies, I'm sure, for the economic benefit to be part of Britain.
Yeah.
It's hard searching for pots of gold all day and living off potatoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys, like
some people are tired of the searching.
Something else. Yeah.
There's only so many rainbows. They only come so often.
And those fucking leprechauns are tricky, man. Yeah. Like they're fucking tricky. Like they trick you.
Their entire export is buckle shoes.
Yeah.
So, they're not in fashion anymore.
Yeah. And rainbows.
So people are financially struggling.
And since the LGBT community co-opted the rainbow as their own symbols, leprechauns can't even export their own rainbows.
It's encroaching on their rights. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess what,
it's
guys?
Rough.
What?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance.
Yeah. Just now. It just happened real time.
What the fuck are you talking? Do we have a new sponsor?
And no, I was just, that was my, I don't give a shit.
Right.
I just tell people now.
That's good. So all this, so there's a fucking full on war between Ireland and Britain, in the, like right after World War One, and everybody's already pretty fucked up. And then by the time, Northern Ireland finally,
or car bomb insurance. It
wouldn't you guys, no, I'm just laughing at you guys' faces. Cause you're like, are you fucking serious right now?
Cause you were on your phone right before you said it. I
was like, Dave's face is like, are you really? Did you fucking, were you just sign up for new car insurance right
and
now?
And if so, give me the details.
Yeah.
Cause I could use to save some money on car.
It was believable.
So, but again, it's just fucking war after war after war. So right after this happens in 1922, from 1922 to 1923, there's the Irish Civil War, where Irish are killing Irish people because of the split between Northern Ireland and Ireland. And it's just, again, not shit I've ever been taught in history class, that there was a fucking World War One followed by an independence war, followed by a civil war, and that Ireland was just fucking itself up. And so there were the nationalists and the Republicans, and the Republicans were all were against Northern Ireland being part of the UK, and they got their asses kicked, apparently, from all the sources that I read, because the other side was backed by British. They had all the fucking surplus World War One weaponry given to them, and there was just fucking no chance. I mean, there's you're not winning against that.
Yeah, you can't hide being a redhead.
No, no, I mean, there's no, you're, there's no, you're a ginger, they're shooting your ass.
Yeah, you're getting sniped.
Yeah. But then again, it was a civil war, so I guess they were probably, a lot of them were probably gingers, gingers on gingers. It was a bad day.
Yeah.
Bad days. But there was a thing called the Battle of Dublin, late June through early July. Dublin was just fucking a war zone through all this shit. And again, never heard of it, not a part of it. And then from that point on, the IRA has been a group that's been dedicated to the liberation of Northern Ireland. And they do it through assassination, murder, bombings, because you obviously can't defeat Britain and its army, et cetera. So they have
not
to
now. It's too late now. Now
they had their shot and lost it. So I was curious looking into this of what, so what is the, so that's the back in the day IRA. And I was curious what the structure of the modern IRA was. And I looked into it. So there's a group called the General Army Convention, or the GAC, which meets biannually. And it's a group of, members of the, IRA who call all the shots.
Yeah.
And they determine this is what we're doing. These are our plans for the year, et cetera.
And they literally like meet in kitchens and shit, right? Like it's like some underground shit.
Yeah. Stuff. Some underground shit. Like they have to meet underground because they're constantly being surveilled.
Well, typically if they're talking about killing, like they're doing terrorist shit.
I mean, if you're on the General Army Convention, you are on US and UK terror watch lists.
Yeah.
Like you're a fucking wanted criminal because you are orchestrating and organizing bombings and assassinations and crimes and fucking weapon smuggling and all kinds of shit. So yeah, it's some backroom stuff. They end up electing a 12 member group called the Army Council. And they do the day-to-day opera. Sorry, that's a 7-person council. It's 12 members for the GAC, 7 members for the Army Council who do the day-to-day. These are the bombings. This is what we're doing. So these 7 get their orders from the other 12. And then those 7 apparently each run multiple cells so that if one, you know, like basically a hierarchy.
It's the Hydra.
It's
the Hydra.
It's a triangle.
So it's a triangle up to the top. So even if, I mean, you know, 2 people in your cell, and then you know a person above you, and you know 2 people below you, and that's all you know.
Yeah.
So if you get busted,
you can only bust
a handful of people.
Yeah.
You can't squeal on anybody below you because you don't even know who's below you other than the immediate people who give orders to people below them who you don't know, et cetera. And the same way going back up top. So they have 40 middle ranking members who run things. And apparently this structure, this particular structure has been intact since 1994. They think that there's about 400 active members who are like bombing and killing and like doing the things. And there are thousands of members who support them. And if they're just told, look, you like something's going to show up in your trash, you need to bury it in a field and you just do it. But you're right. Not necessarily killing people, but you're still participating,
yeah.
You know, in the freedom
and probably giving money and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
All kinds of shit. They do like they get their money from various forces, a lot of criminal activities. Like there was a huge the Northern Bank robbery in 2004, which was a bank robbery where 26 like almost 27 million pounds were stolen from this bank by a handful of people. And they
that's a fucking lot of money.
It's a lot of fucking money. And they think it was the IRA.
Why did they even have that fucking money in there? That's like too much money for a bank to have.
Well, the IRA snatched it up according to the
experts. That must have been like a central
bank. Yeah, I think it was probably a central bank.
Yeah.
They receive funds from Libya, from the Palestinian Liberation Organization, groups in Colombia. So a lot of
anyone
people,
that doesn't like Britain, or
anybody who doesn't like Britain, they're trying to destabilize Britain. They're going to fund them with money, with the training, with equipment. Apparently, there's a lot of sympathizers in the United States that are wealthy, you know, Irish folk who give money back, et cetera. And there are, I was trying, because in Sons of Anarchy, even though it's fictional, there was a lot of connections between this motorcycle gang and the IRA for weapons smuggling, et cetera, because the IRA always wants weapons and it's easier to get them from the States. And I did read a little bit of stuff like that, that there are Hell's Angels groups that have spread all through Ireland and that they do have connections with the IRA, but I didn't see a lot on it. So I don't know if that was an extrapolation or if there's a lot more to that I didn't uncover.
I think anytime you're in some kind of underground, you know, like drug smuggling, gun running, you know what I mean? Any terrorist activities, you're going to run into other groups and like you're going to have to be like, hey, I'm bringing in this shit. You know, okay, I'm not going to fuck with your shit. You don't fuck with my shit. You know?
I mean, you're going to end up running into motorcycle clubs. You're going to end up running into the Russian mob. You're going to, I mean, that's just, I mean, with fucking
the Boston midget mob,
all of it. And it's all going down. Like,
what is that from?
they got arrested. You didn't see them?
Mm-mm. Is that a real thing?
A group of them. Yeah.
Huh. Oh, was it the three guys, the three crooks?
Yeah, the fucking the mastermind and fucking the other two.
Can that be a
one
mom?
With the really
is
small
that really
face?
A mom?
That's, yeah, it's a mafia, fucking midget mafia.
Major mafia, don't fuck with them.
Yeah, they'll fucking kneecap you.
So apparently when I looked into it, so that's sort of the structure. It's run like Hydra, you know, I mean, you can't ever find the people above or below. And this council at the top makes all the fucking calls, makes all the shots.
Yeah.
They give out a book called The Green Book. And apparently they created one version of it in 1956 and another one in 1977. And it's a book that trains them on how to be a member of the IRA, basically. So the contents, I had a bulleted list. Like if you get the Green Book, it tells you the political philosophy of the IRA. That's sort of the opening sections. It kind of builds.
Right.
The book has a nice build.
Oh, this book that I just downloaded
PDF? Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Wow, if we weren't on the list right now.
I have a link. I'll put that link up.
Hey guys, loose talk costs lives,
that's
okay?
Right. I think that's the 1977 version, the one that you can get on PDF.
Chapter one, Lucky Charms.
So chapter one is Lucky Charms.
The balloons.
Chapter two is Where's Me Gold?
chapter three is Give Me My Buckles Back.
Yes. But the early parts of the book are the political philosophies of the IRA. Irish history in terms of the occupation of Ireland are part two. Then we get into military objectives of the organization. The military strategy comes next for guerrilla fighters. And then it starts to get really fucking real. Military equipment and tools that you should have as a guerrilla fighter are the next section. Military equipment and training tools that are available to you as a member of the IRA. Propaganda techniques used in the theater of operations.
Oh, this shit's like an army.
Yeah, the final
they
chapter.
They got court-martial and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The final chapter, which is like once you've read this chapter, you're kind of in it too far to say, fuck, I wish I didn't read this whole book, is interrogation techniques and how to resist them. Like once you get to that chapter, you're fucking all in.
Yeah, then you have to read it become an expert at interrogation techniques and how to resist them.
And how to resist them. And the whole, like there was a one quote from the book.
Give me your lucky charms. Never. You're never going to get them.
Where's your pot of gold?
I can't tell you because I don't know.
But one of the things in the book is, quote, the army as an organization claims and expects your total allegiance without reservation. It enters into every aspect of your life. It invades the privacy of your home life. It fragments your family and friends. And in other words, claims your total allegiance. All potential volunteers must realize the threat of capture and of long jail sentences are a very real danger and a shadow which hangs over every volunteer. So they flat out tell you your family's fucked, your friends are fucked. If you're joining, like, you're in it to win it and some bad shit's going to fall on you.
Yeah.
Like, welcome aboard.
Yeah. Like, and don't say shit
because we will kill your ass, you know.
Very, very, yeah.
So it's a pretty, like, again, I didn't know how deep it was. Like, I didn't realize all this shit. The only thing I knew about the IRA was actually came from a friend of mine whose name I will leave out of the story because this might be shit that he wasn't supposed to tell anybody. But a friend of mine who I grew up with in Battle Creek joined the Air Force.
Too close, sir.
Sorry.
Giving away his location. He's a friend of yours, known associate.
Air Force. Yep. What's his name?
He joined the Air Force and he ended up training in bomb disposal.
Call him Rainbow Jackson.
We'll call him Rainbow Jackson.
Yeah, we'll just call him Jason Roscoe.
So Rainbow, my good friend Rainbow Jackson.
I want you to tell this whole story in Irish.
Rainbow Jackson.
For the rest of the episode, we can only talk in Irish.
Oh, that's going to be rough.
That's rough. I'll give you the Irish accents where appropriate.
Okay.
So he ends up, he was already.
Hey, you're getting too black over there. Sorry. Lips are popping.
We went to there was a huge vocational center in Battle Creek that, like, you know, trained you to not go to college, but have a career.
Yeah.
I would go there during half of my high school years, to learn how to become a chef. And we'd ride together because he would have classes on electronics. He was learning to become like a, you know, wiring, all that kind of shit, an electrician. And because he had that skill set going into the Air Force, they put him into the bomb squad and he was learning how to defuse bombs, all that kind of shit for the Air Force. He ended up doing training with the Secret Service because he was thinking about going into the Secret Service, but he didn't end up doing it. And at one point, the best training they could give was to send him to Ireland because these motherfuckers are experts at disarming bombs because it happens all the time.
Yeah, someone said they spend $10 million like a fucking month or something to secure one area or something.
No, it's crazy.
Police force.
It's crazy. So he goes over and he starts training with some SAS guys on how to disarm bombs. And when he got there, he said that they got a phone call, him and the other group of guys that were considering being in the Secret Service. And they end up, the SAS takes them to a hotel room and they get into this hotel room and it's like this super posh, really fucking nice hotel. And they look and, like, once they get inside, the bomb squad has, like, removed all the bricks from the brick wall and there's a massive fucking bomb built into the wall. Like, and they get there and they're like, what the fuck is going on? And they were like, and basically the Queen of England was supposed to, I don't remember what city it was in. I don't know that he ever told me, but she was traveling to a city in Ireland. And whenever they do,
they
book a bunch of separate rooms and then they sweep them all. They decide at the last minute which one she's actually going into. But somehow the IRA found out that one of the suites in this hotel was reserved for a Queen's trip like 6 months out. So members of the IRA rented the room, disassembled the wall, put a fucking bomb in the wall with a timer in it to go off at midnight, the night the Queen was supposed to stay
6 months
in that room, if she was going to stay there 6 months fucking later, walled the bomb back in and fucking
think about the motherfuckers that stayed there.
Yeah.
Like, they were already sleeping there with the bomb in the wall.
There was already a bomb in the wall.
Like, at night,
you're
like, that fucking clock is just loud.
And, like, if they hadn't swept the room and discovered it or whatever, and the Queen had stayed in that room, the bomb would have fucking blown up.
They could have made the best Energizer Bunny commercial ever. Like, 6 months later, still going.
But so, yeah, I mean, I knew that. And that was like,
that's fucking ruthless.
Yeah. That was like in the early 90s. And I was like, wow, these motherfuckers are pretty real. Like, they tried to kill the fucking queen.
Still, not like a fucking 6 month timer.
Well, they knew the night she was staying there, so
but this is 90s though.
Something could change though.
Yeah,
like they don't give a shit.
Just blows up. That's the point. They're like, yeah, if the queen's there, she's dead.
That's great. If not, we still blew up a bomb and we fucking scared the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, killed a family.
So, this is what I knew going into it, and it's a fucking hardcore, organization, right? And I'm sure as outsiders, we say a hardcore criminal organization. The people on the inside are like, we're freedom fighters.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the mindset of what's going on in the IRA.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Cause you look at, you know, we've looked at a lot of stuff where, dictators have turned into dictators, you know.
All I pictured fucking
dictators hats,
little tater tots with like fucking Nazi hats on and shit, like little Stalin.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of them that have taken over. And
word is ruined.
Yeah, and you know, started with the revolution. You know, started with some sort of this. Mm-hmm. You know, but now that it's moved into, you know, where we're at in the 2000s. They're just terrorists,
right?
You know,
yeah,
like it's just
much.
Looked at like, under yeah. a totally different yeah. light and scrutiny.
So
can this be stucco times? Just stucco times.
I think it is stucco times.
Stupid. It's chicken wire and stucco times.
So one of the other things that's like crazy about their organization is their connection with the group Sinn Féin. So Sinn Féin is a major political organization, legitimate legal political organization in Ireland and in the European Union. They fight for minority rights, migrants' rights, eradicating poverty, like all these different things in Ireland. They are anti-abortion because they're all like super Catholic mode.
Right.
But it's a full-on political organization. They have ties in parliament, all this shit. And pretty much everyone knows that Sinn Féin and the IRA are completely interconnected.
Right.
So like there's the terrorist side that's yeah. bombing and murdering, and there's the political side that's trying to change laws and do all this stuff, but it's all
it's like
part
how we
of the
had the Yakuza. When we had the Yakuza, there was literally like symbols on the streets, like a sign on the building
right.
that was a Yakuza place, and it's known, and police
yeah.
walk right by it, and no one does anything.
Yeah, no one does anything.
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
The police are paid off.
Right. You know? And if not, you're going to fucking die. Like, what are you going to do? But like, oh, I found that out. They're going to fucking kill me with a bomb. I'm just going to shut my mouth.
Yeah. There's a bomb in the wall set for 6 months later.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this, apparently they're connected from what I read to the Provisional IRA, which I think is the biggest IRA right now.
That's the National Guard of the IRA.
I think so. Yeah,
just in case.
Just in case. But in a document that the IRA released in 1980.
Did they have a reserve? IRA reserve.
Yeah, they think
in like on the weekends.
That's right. They just trade on the weekend.
Yeah.
They build fake bombs. But they said in a document, the IRA itself, both Sinn Féin and the IRA played different but converging roles in the War of National Liberation. The Irish Republican Army wages an armed campaign. Sinn Féin maintains the propaganda war and is the public and political voice of the movement.
Yeah.
So it's like the IRA has even admitted like,
it sounds like any big business.
Sure.
I mean, you know, big business has their, you know, their face, their front, and then, you know, behind the scenes, they're going to do whatever the fuck.
Right.
They have a whole nother crew that fucking does all the bad shit.
So apparently it got so bad with the politics that between 1988 and 1994, the BBC followed suit from a law that was passed that made it illegal to broadcast the voice of any member of Sinn Féin on the radio or television.
Hmm.
So if you were a politician in this fully legal political group, you couldn't like they would never broadcast your stuff anywhere. But of course, the BBC immediately realized that there were huge ratings in broadcasting whatever Sinn Féin was saying. So they hired voice actors and to dub over the speeches. And from what I read, it was like always the same guy. So like this politician always had this one voice actor dub over all of his speeches for the TV and radio. So they just kind of aired them anyway because you didn't say we couldn't dub it over.
Weird ass loophole.
Fucking weird. Yeah. And Margaret Thatcher, who
you
was
just
the prime
couldn't
minister,
have their voices.
Yeah. You couldn't have their voices.
Yeah.
And Margaret Thatcher said that the whole point was to quote, starve the terrorists and hijack the oxygen of publicity on which they depend. So it's like this crazy, I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Like if a Morgan Freeman impersonator just dubbed over
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. How weird is that?
That is very weird.
And the Dutch move into the light.
It's not bad, dude. It's a hell of a lot better than your fucking Pirish.
My Pirish was on point.
Except for your sentence you picked was the ducks move into the light. Dave's reaction. The ducks move into the light.
They do move into the light.
Dude, you're Morgan Freeman. Not
although it's kind of a Morgan Connery.
Yeah.
It is. It's got a dash of how many dragons do you know?
You might be right, Dave. Piece of shit
with your Diego mustache,
with your Afro hair and your greasy mustache.
Oh, that ducks thing. Fuck. Now I'm getting a fucking cheek cramp.
Exercises.
So part of it, so there's a guy, and again, if you're in the UK, you probably already know all this shit, but there's a guy named Jerry Adams who's been the president of Sinn Féin since I want to say like the 1980s. I want to say 83. It might be 1980 one-star review, but I think it was 83. This motherfucker is currently still the president of the Sinn Féin group, and he was flat out on the terrorist watch list for the United States until the year 2006.
It was 1983. So you're good.
Okay. So this guy is like involved in all kinds of illegal shit. They're always trying to bust him. He's always getting off. His brother, Liam Adams, it's fucking sketchy as shit. He got arrested on 10 offenses.
He will find you,
including,
and he will kill you.
Including rape and gross indecency committed against his daughter.
Damn.
Yeah. Hmm. And then Jerry Adams got in trouble because he lied to the police about certain elements. And again, I know nothing about this case. I know nothing about what happened, but my fucking conspiracy hat instantly fucking gets put on. And I'm like, so did this guy really
maybe rape some people smear campaign?
Or are they trying to fucking bring these IRA guys down with anything? Like, I don't know anything about the case, but that was the first thing that popped into my head.
Well, and that makes me think like, are we, I mean, like we're the United States and whatever, but you always hear like, we're still ran by the British. You know what I mean? They run the banking system. They own the United States. You know, so like this is that whole, we follow along with whatever is going on. And if that's pertaining to help them, then we're just on board with it.
Well, they are.
Weird.
I mean,
it seems weird.
The UK is our closest ally in every war, like in every wartime scenario and vice versa.
And it's kind of strange though, that we separated from them. You know what I mean? Like we separated from them. We hated them.
Right.
Now we're the closest allies.
Yeah, well, Brad, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it walks into the light like that.
In that's what I say. In the light.
And then in 2014, Adams was arrested by detectives in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland,
that's about
serious
fucking
crime
time,
branch,
Dave.
Under the Terrorism Act of 2000, in connection with the murder of a guy named Gene McConville.
Both of the Irishes.
Both of the Irishes. Okay. And again, as soon as I was reading about this, I was like, fuck, well, he got arrested for this. But the arrest came 3 weeks before a bunch of national elections that he was a part of. So I instantly have to.
Yeah, then you're like, wait a minute.
That timing is awful fucking convenient.
Yeah.
And again, there wasn't enough evidence to convict him. He didn't get arrested.
They just took him off the platform.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, fucked him up. Yeah.
But my favorite thing about this guy was a tweet that came out last year. That Jerry Adams sent out, because if you're a terrorist ringleader, it's really important to have a good Twitter account.
Yeah, you got
it. And he said, quote, watching Django Unchained, and then he calls Django a Bally Murphy nigger with an exclamation point.
What's Bally Murphy?
I had to look into that. Bally Murphy.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked.
I was wondering too.
Bally Murphy is an area of Belfast where apparently people are really fucking tough, and it's known because everything here is associated with something like this.
Yeah.
It's the home of the Belfast Massacre.
Yeah.
Like the Bally Murphy Massacre, because all it is fucking massacres of the fucking Irish and British massacring. It's fucking crazy.
I like that German guy in Django. That guy's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
The little German dude.
Christopher Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But so he came back with another thing. He said that he basically said that he thought everybody from Bally Murphy is the equivalent of blacks in America because they've been servitudes to Britain. And he said the whole thing was a compliment.
Yeah.
Like this was a, like, right. It was a huge compliment to say he's a Ballymurphy nigger because that was like, that's the way like Django's
he
murder
just
and everything.
An
and
a. If he just used yeah, an
exactly.
A,
but
he,
they don't know that there. Yeah. They've got their otters all over the place.
That's a good one.
They can't go without an R.
Yeah.
R. See?
Yeah.
So anyway, that
your pirate R's and your other R's.
That was a part. So then there's endless cease firings and endless fucking bombings that just keep going on. The biggest bombing that I saw actually didn't kill anybody, but it was their biggest bomb was the Manchester bombing in 1996.
Which I've heard about that.
Yeah. So it was in,
and it was in the media.
Yeah. It was in the media. It was like, it was a fucking big deal. So it was a 3,300 pound truck bomb. Mm-hmm. And when
didn't hurt anybody,
didn't hurt anybody because of the IRA.
But we had Oklahoma City.
Right. Well, because the IRA called in and said, there is a bomb. Mm-hmm. It's going to detonate in this area. Evacuate everybody. Hmm. So 75,000 people were evacuated. They called in 90 minutes before the bomb went off. And apparently several people were injured. 200 people were injured, but there was no fatalities. And it did $1.2 billion worth of damage. It was a massive
equivalent of
pounds. Yeah. The equivalent of 1.2 million pounds by modern day standards. Yeah. But it was a massive bomb, destroyed buildings, fucked up downtown
Manchester.
They're all messed
up. They got a 3,300 pound bomb causing pounds of damage. That gets confusing with the whole monetary and then weight.
It was kilograms of bomb, yeah. But I converted it to pounds. American.
My thing says 3,300 pounds. Yeah, 1,500 kilograms. But yeah. See, you can't use two words for different things like that. I'm sure we fuck up like that. What do we do?
I'm sure we
something
do.
Like that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
No, I'm but, saying that.
Sometimes
I'm
the ducks just step into the light, man.
I'm saying that those bombs, dude, they blow those up. That same, they reproduce the Oklahoma City truck bombing thing, and they don't do that much damage. Like, they're air bombs. Like, they break windows and shit.
Right.
Just, I don't know, something fishy.
The thing that I'm curious about, though, because it said that it did $1.2 billion worth of damage to the economy. But here's the thing. They were hosting a football championship.
It scared people away.
Russia and Germany were part of like a big soccer championship that weekend. And I wonder if that was part of the
economy. They had to evacuate.
People weren't there.
They had to evacuate 75,000 people. So that probably had an impact.
They didn't spend the money. It didn't do that much damage. It did damage to the economy. Right. That's why they put that in there.
I think that's probably the statistic.
They were going to sell tons of like street food, like potato can and strudel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They figure it out. Once you blow it up, you go pick it back up.
Only the British can eat them though.
That's right. With their horse.
We have potatoes, but you can't have any. Sorry.
So some of the key bombings, looking at this. So the one thing I read tracked their bombings between 1971 and 2001, and there were 82 bombings. Between 1971 and 2001.
Oh, that's not bad.
And in November of 74, there were IRA bombs in British pubs that went off all one night, and it killed 28 people and wounded 200.
Damn.
And I'm skipping a fucking ton of these. October of 1984, Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's cabinet was in a hotel, and they left right before a bomb exploded that had already been planted that was supposed to kill the prime minister. It killed five people in the hotel, but didn't kill Margaret Thatcher. They've blown up bombs at a Marines music school, and it killed 11 students and wounded 22.
Why do they shoot soldiers dead because
it was Marines. Yeah. It was a Marine thing. In 1991, the IRA came close to killing Prime Minister John Major, with a mortar attack on Downing Street, which is like the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Downing Street is their White House. They attacked it with fucking mortars. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Just
like
throwing,
they're
throwing
fucking
shit
hardcore.
Out.
One of the three mortars slammed into the garden behind the building, and it exploded within 50 meters. Mm-hmm. That's feet and meters.
Mm-hmm.
Of John Major, the Prime Minister.
Be roughly 35 meat.
Yeah, 35 meat. That's the average. 35 meat. In April of 92, a huge car bomb outside of the Baltic Exchange in London killed 3 people, wounded 91. Just endless. They kill fucking kids. They kill in 2014. There were 7 bombings from IRA groups.
Well, what would happen if the British just gave them back Northern Ireland or whatever? Like, would all this shit stop?
Supposedly,
Pikey, not
according to everything that I've read, it would stop. Like the everything they're fighting for is.
But they'd just be like, hey, they gave it back. We're like, what about those bombs that are going off 6 months from now?
Oh well, I guess we better go get those things.
Yeah, like what? So who's the bad guy here? Like. I mean, like if the British know they can stop all these fucking bombings and stop this shit in its footprint.
Yeah. How are they actually, are they occupying it? Like, do British people live there? Is there some kind of commodity in Northern Ireland? Or is saying that they rule as far as
it's like South Africa.
They control the governance of government. Northern
it's Australia.
Still, yeah. It's a separate country. Yeah.
It's just full
Northern
of Irish
Ireland
citizens.
Is a different country than Ireland.
They just make the British make the rule right and govern the economy.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's like California and the United States.
The Irish should just get smart and like quit flushing toilets and make it miserable or something. And they're like, fuck. Or are all of the
government... they don't care because they just, the UK gets all the money. British gets all the money. Britain, whatever the fuck it's called. But they have to live there. You know what I mean?
What if the occupants of Northern Ireland just refuse to work? Like there's nothing financially gained from it. You know what I mean? Then they just keep it on based on principle. Like, you know what I mean? If they just...
I'm also curious if they had a 2-year... war for independence that made England say, well, fuck it. You can have everything back with this part. We're fucking tired
what's
of this
there?
War.
What's there?
Like, what's there? Yeah. And why, with all these bombings, have they not at some point said, fuck it. All right. Enough already.
Maybe that's where the pot of gold is at. Like maybe.
Oh, that is. Yeah. That's where the leprechaun factories
Lucky
are.
Lucky Charms are in Northern Ireland.
There might be a transformer buried there. Too.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't understand. Like everybody's like, oh, these guys are so bad. And I'm not saying it's not terrorist attacks and like the shit they're doing is fucked up. But what is so important about Northern Ireland? Is it the principle? Are they just?
I think it is
because they're saving face at this point.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's ridiculous.
I think it is the principle. I guess if we were occupied. And Northern California was still occupied, you would want to fight for Northern California.
No, we wouldn't.
I wouldn't either, but one would potentially fight
for some people.
The hippie mafia.
Yeah, the hippie mafia would.
I'm wanting to split California anyway. Yeah. I want half and half or three pieces.
I kind of want three.
Yeah, three pieces would be good.
Yeah, three piece
chicken. Yeah, and a biscuit.
Yep.
And we can go out to Waffles. Waffles.
Oh yeah. Waffles are good. But so the other thing is, and it's like, there's like little sketchy shit that goes on. There was a guy in May of 2015 named Gerard Davison, who was, one of the commanders in the IRA, like full on high ranking IRA member. Everybody knew it. And he was
changed my name to Gerard
and his nickname was Jock. I'd stick with Gerard. He was hanging out and someone walked up and shot him 4 times in the face in the middle of the street and walked away. They think it was a hitman.
Did they introduce bullets into his head?
Yeah. They introduced bullets into his head.
I'm changing my name back to Brent just in case there's any confusion.
Yeah, you don't want to be Gerard right now.
Right. Like, police don't know who killed him, but they think that a guy named Kevin McGuigan, who used to work for Davison, they were narrowing in on him as the key suspect of the person who killed this guy.
And he got shot in the face.
And he got shot in the face and fucking died. That's exactly right. And everybody assumes that he got killed by members of the Provisional IRA because he was going to squeal or he got caught or fucking whatever.
He knew something about it. Either he did it or he knew somebody who did it.
And then one of the things that I read said that this guy was like trying to broker peace between the IRA and the British. So the IRA took him out because he was going against the teachings in the Green Book. And then the fucking guy that killed him got killed. So there were no connections.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a fucking legit criminal and terrorist organization.
That's what the Green Book says to do. Like, right.
I don't know.
If they're going to talk, you take them out.
That's what it says. That's probably what it says. I'll put a link to the green book in the show description, and you'll have the a link.
That's
to the,
good.
To the
link, yeah, link to the terrorist book, Dave.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see why not.
I'm about to beat up a skateboarder.
Why?
I don't know. Just, yeah. I'm going to go fucking choke him right now.
We'll get video footage of that. Yeah.
So final thoughts on the IRA.
I think I didn't get any opportunities to do an Irish accent in there at all.
I just don't understand the whole thing. Like I said,
it was confusing and dry and political, and it was like changing of hands and fucking splitting of factions. And
yeah. And I mean, I understand that portion of it, but like I said, now it's 2017. The motherfuckers are still blowing shit up, killing kids, killing families, killing fucking people, killing British people, setting bombs off. And they're probably doing it fucking wherever.
And another part of the problem, though, is you've got these hardcore motherfuckers. So even when a major like the IRA that exists, if they say we're calling a truce and we're going to stop bombing.
There's another group that's done it in
1990. Yeah. They called a truce in 95. Yeah. They called a truce in 97. And then shortly thereafter, a bunch of motherfuckers who are in the IRA that are pissed off about the truce start the true IRA and the real IRA and the provisional IRA.
There's no stopping
fucking
it.
Bomb.
There's no stopping it. And that's my point.
And that's what I wonder. I don't know I think the bombing against British citizens would stop if Northern Ireland became part of Ireland. But I think whatever this criminal organization of the IRA is would still exist. You've got people addicted to money. You've got people that are importing and exporting weapons. You've got even if they stopped bombing, there would still be a criminal organization.
It would be like anonymous. You know what I mean? There's always some other factions because it's not entirely unified and centralized. It's the Hydra thing, and it's not necessarily an organized Hydra. Right. There's people that are calling themselves whatever. You know what I mean? Anyone could say they were IRA and act as if in their name. Right. So no matter what happens, and like you said earlier, then what are they going to do? Blow up hay bales? Like they're going to be fucking like, how are we going to do with all those bullets? Like they're just going to fucking, shoot, the whiskey bottles, we're drinking those anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like what are they going to do? They're going to be bored. They're going to have to become mercenaries or something. There's still going to be some shit happening because there's a whole bunch of people with their entire profession is blowing up shit and shooting shit. And now they're unemployed.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to be like, well, okay, well, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. What do we need now?
Who can we blow up?
Netflix.
Netflix and chill, baby. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. IRA, interesting subject. I didn't know how far back it went. I honestly didn't know they were still active. Because it's never in the fucking news. Like I'm never watching the American news.
Al-Qaeda, never the IRA.
Exactly. When I still had cable, I would watch BBC America's news because it was a sort of a global perspective. I never saw shit on a fucking IRA bomb in Belfast or in fucking wherever.
It's always Muhammad fucking France.
Well,
they probably
don't want to promote it because they're like, oh, we got on the news. We made the news. Like they're making a political
statement.
When
has that stopped anybody else? They were dubbing over the people when it was illegal. What does the BBC care? They want fucking ratings.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I look at it and it just the hypocrisy of the war on terror shows up here to me because there's American terrorists that blow shit up and kill people and we don't really do much about it and we don't fucking care.
Well, there's IRA. Yeah, there's terrorist groups all over the world. There's probably thousands of them.
Right.
But as soon as we focus on one.
Right. As soon as they're Muslim and they exist in a country that has oil, we go to fucking war.
I think it's just,
maybe the culture's different. British press is more patriotic than American press. You know, we've like fallen into the, if it bleeds, it leads, you know, and they do want the ratings. But maybe in the UK, they're like, no, like fucking for the Queen, like we won't fucking let anything deface their country. And they're like, we're not going to show this shit because it portrays it in a poor light.
Right.
And it's promoting our enemy, essentially, you know what I mean? Yeah, so it might just be that factor.
Yeah.
It's just a difference in culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Who knows? That's hard to tell.
I don't know. So I'm curious if you're a listener in the UK or Ireland or Britain or Scotland or England or Wales or
We don't have any brick walls here, so
like, just, I'm just curious if like
we don't,
what
we don't want
what
anyone your, building anything into our wall.
What your thoughts are on the whole situation? Because in America, I promise you, 99% of the population is completely fucking ignorant.
Oh yeah,
to this entire scenario, like it is never taught here. It's never on the news here. So if there is an Irish plight, like we're not hearing it on this side.
I guarantee you, more people know about the IRA from Sons of Anarchy than anything they do from history class in high school.
Yeah. And you probably don't know that it's real because you're watching it on
right, and you think the whole thing is fucking fake. Exactly. And I think the only reason that I knew it was on the radar is because my friend told me that fucking story about him training with bomb squads in the IRA, et cetera. And I was just like, fuck, that's crazy.
I'm pretty sure they're going to narrow him down now. You gave way too much information.
I don't think anybody really gives a shit.
Like, it's a bomb, see?
I mean, because the,
fact, good Irish
of,
accent.
The fact of the matter is, if this many bombs went off and killed people, how many did they stop? How many did sniffer dogs catch? How many did their bomb squads defuse? I mean, it's got to be endless. They have to be catching twice that amount and stopping the bombs from detonating. But these are the ones that have detonated and killed people.
Yeah, in order to get that many to go off, you have to have had two or three times more.
It's the Colombian cocaine import rule. Yeah, for everything that gets caught, make 10 more.
So. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just, because I know that the SAS is just on it. Like they're fucking training for it constantly.
They should just legalize bomb making. Yeah. And then if it was unregulated, there would be no black market for the bomb making, and then they would quit making all those bombs. They're actually increasing bomb making by stopping the other bombs.
And have bomb ranges so people could go blow up their bombs.
Yeah. That's right.
Just a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
After Halloween. Just there you go.
Christmas tree lots.
Yep, gone.
Yeah. They should unify
daycares
under pumpkin chucking. If they started a pumpkin chucking culture, then they could all be unified under that. That's what's going to cause peace in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they have pumpkin chucking over there. It seems like they would because that's where like the that's where siege engines came from.
Mm-hmm. They have pumpkins though. I don't know if they have pumpkins.
I'm sure they probably don't.
Weather good for pumpkins? Good pumpkin weather?
Yeah. All right. Well, they don't have any more potatoes.
Yeah, they fired them all to British.
All made out of strudel, cannon strudel. All right, sponsors. You want some sponsors and some secrets?
Yep.
All right, thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. If you have not tried it, you should. Like I always say, they have it at Target, they have it at Walmart, they have it at your grocery store. If you can't find it, you're a fucking idiot. Yucateco loves it when we give shout outs like that. And the more cuss words, the better.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. If they're in the IRA, what website do they use to order it?
Pumpkinchuckin.com/teco.
Maxgrocer.co.uk.
Yeah. Is it .uk.co.co.uk?
.co.uk.
Yep. So you can't order, but you can also fucking use Amazon for that. And you can literally find that shit on eBay, which ultimately gets back to El Yucateco at some point.
Well, you can find it on eBay here, but eBay in other countries is different, so maybe not.
Oh, true. Yeah, maybe it's restricted like China's internet, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find the techo. There's a techo conspiracy.
It's restricted like Dave's penis.
That's right.
Since birth, as long as it gets. we should ask some of our like German fans to see if they can, where they can find source it from. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that.
Oh, but why German? What?
I don't have a good comeback.
I was like, why German? We're talking about the UK and everything else, Irish. And
I was like, this is serious techo talk, man. This is no joking matter, man. Yeah. I don't know. So, all right. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can log on to printdirtcheap.com for business cards, banners, fucking anything. They'll print it, really.
And you know what I hear about them?
What's that?
They print dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap, yeah. And you can save even more money on top of the dirt cheap by using code SOFAKING, as you can.
They made our temporary tattoos.
We do have temporary tattoos that we're hyping right now. We got to figure out how we're getting those. I was thinking maybe like with a certain purchase or something, put those out. Yeah. Like, you buy a sticker pack and get a free tattoo.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, but we'll come up with something. We have them. We need to get them up onto the site and figure out how we can get them to you. But,
you know, it'd be good. We can get penis ones done, like penis and balls.
Right.
So if somebody falls asleep on your couch. You put it on their face. Yeah, just put it on their forehead. Those motherfuckers are hard to rub off.
You had me at penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that help us though? Does it say our logo on there somewhere?
Sure. So if you can podcast.
Why not?
Right across the shaft.
The shaft.
Yeah.
All right. I'm with it.
Yeah. That'd be good. You know, people would use them. You know, people buy them gag gifts.
Gag gifts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. That was Gaelic. So thank you to De Leon Graphics. You can follow him on Facebook at De Leon Graphics with an X. He makes t-shirts and koozies, anything silkscreened. Hit him up and see what he's got. Thank you to Digital Creations for our mugs. And thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com for instructional DVDs and apparel. And on that note,
everybody go the fuck away because we have secrets to tell a couple of patrons. Yeah. So I'm going to tell a secret to Adam Turner and Jackie Stevens. So both of you guys
can stay.
Or girls, and Jackie.
Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Stevens.
And then I have Lindsay Ayers and Lessa Hayes.
I have Jennifer Turner. I wonder if that's a couple.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Who'd you have?
Adam Turner.
Adam and Jennifer? Could be. And then I have Chris Strain. So if you're...
So you guys hang out. Everybody else, honor system, go away. We're going to tell secrets, and these are only for individuals.
All right. Don't be retired.
Okay. So I'm going to tell both of mine right away, and I'm going to say up front, Adam Turner, you can listen, you know, to this, and then go ahead and turn it off. But Jackie Stevens, you need to listen to Adam Turner's before you turn yours off. So it gets a little complicated.
Can we just say that all these people are in the nest?
Yeah, they're all listening.
Yeah, let's say they're
okay.
In the nest.
Okay, so
yeah, we're in the nest.
This is a safe, yeah, this is a safe space. Net.
White cotton panties all around.
So, okay, so Adam Turner, I'm going to tell you a secret. I've never, even the guys here don't know this secret. As you all know, this isn't a secret. Brent loves the Goonies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've said for the past 2 years that I've only seen it once as an adult. And I don't really care for the film.
Yeah.
And my secret is I watched it a lot and I love the movie and I just act like I've only watched it once and I don't care for it because I know it bugs Brent.
I broke a wisdom tooth because of that shit, man. I gripped my teeth so hard when you say you didn't like it.
That's my secret, Adam Turner. Now, Jackie Stevens, my super secret is that secret I just told you about Goonies is a fucking lie. Because I've only watched it once as
an
adult.
Fucking sucks.
And I really don't fucking give a shit about that movie. That's my secret.
Actually, there was a bomb in your car about to go off when you were going to go out there.
So
I disarmed it and then I rearmed it.
That's right, just now.
No, I disarmed it already.
Those are my two secrets.
All right, go.
You want me to go? All right, so this one... As always, we really respect, you know, that you're going to keep this private because this one's really personal to me. I mean, my next one for Chris is kind of an illegal activity that I do, but this one's a personal one for Jennifer. So Jennifer Turner, if you're listening, please keep this secret. It's about me losing my virginity and how it all went down. And so I actually lost my virginity in the Barbie section of a Toys R Us at age 12. And
with a Barbie. Wait.
Well, here's the deal. Like, I'll never forget that soft pink color of the cardboard on the box. And until this day, like, the subtle sound of cardboard tearing, like, if you open a package around me, I just have to walk away. Like, if you're opening up a box of something and you're tearing the cardboard, I get aroused.
This is true. Yeah. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this.
I'll just say blood. It moves.
Are you anatomically correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It blood flow, obviously I get hard when I hear cardboard.
Is that why you order so much stuff from Amazon?
I didn't, you know what?
That's how you won't ever go to the grocery store.
I make
lots of boxes.
Yeah. I make lots of Jesus inexpensive Christ. Purchases.
It does explain because the center desk in his computer shop upstairs under the desk is boxes. Always like 100 fucking boxes.
Yeah. And here's what I do.
Is the ending song Dick in a Box on this episode?
So what people don't realize, like on Amazon, if you make a big order, they'll shove as many things in the box as you can, but I complete the orders every time. So if I buy one thing, I'm like, hey, I need some blank CDs for this thing. I complete the order and then I order my Bluetooth stereo adapter, complete the order because more cardboard, more boxes. On that note, Chris Strain. So Jennifer, keep my secret. It's really fucking awkward. I mean, that's deep private. Like,
that is deep private.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's deep private. It's all right.
Someone finds, I mean, people are coming around tearing fucking boxes around me and shit, especially a pink box. Yeah. And I'm talking about it right now. I'm uncomfortable. I had to shift in my chair and readjust.
Yeah, you did.
So Chris Strain, this I don't want anyone to know because I could get in trouble. It's kind of borderline. It's a little weird, but there's a market for it, so I do it. You guys know I have a background in electronics, and so there's kind of a black market for this item. I build on the side to make money. TV scramblers. I make scrambler boxes. Lots of people would buy de-scramblers so they could get all the channels and hook it up for illegal cable. But what happened is children of the 80s developed fetishes from jerking off to scrambled Playboy. and Adam right. Eve and the Spice Channel.
Watch your porn scrambled.
These guys can't get off if they don't have scrambled porn.
Yeah.
So I build box scramblers that go in line with your cable box and actually scrambles the porn.
Or
so,
anything.
Yeah. So, like, so want, yeah. yeah, whatever it's going to be.
You got off watching. Network. Yeah, you're watching yeah. different strokes and you know, you need that scrambled.
The needle don't move yeah. to the beat yeah. of just one drum.
No. Yeah. So that, I mean, to each their own, that these guys can't get it up unless it's scrambled. Mm-hmm. And so I help them out in that way. And just so you know, it's scramblebox.com and they go for about $100.
All right. Yeah, that's big of you.
Scramblebox.com.
Yeah. That's big of $100.
So Chris, that's just to you if you need it, because I can't reveal that I'm actually the Walter right. White of scramblebox.com. Right.
Yeah. It's all on the, it's a, you know, yeah. deep web Tor network shit, like yeah. the whole thing.
I'll have to tell you how to install the browser to get there. Yeah. 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 It's not the normal.com you're thinking.
No.
Yeah. It's spelled different. Yeah. There's two M's.
Yeah. It's QUOM.
yeah. QUOMM. All right, Brad, what do you got?
So this one's for Lindsay Ayers. So I'm going to tell something about myself that I recently figured out. And I told you, Brent, I told you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I can't believe you're sharing it.
You don't know what it is yet.
No, you told me already.
I know, but you don't know what it is. So
this must be something different then.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you. I've told you all kinds of stuff.
The finger in the butt in the shower
no,
thing?
It's not no, that no, one? No, oh, okay. No. This is about me being a no. This
what
is real.
What we call the old Irish yeah. spring.
No. Well, now you know. So,
yo, slick blow.
So no, I was gonna say no. It's something personal about myself. I just figured it out, and maybe you know this helps people. You know, we're here to help people. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. So when you find out something about yourself, you tell people. And, you know, maybe they could learn something from it or whatever, you know. So, because I know I know people are listening. They're supposed to turn the radio off. They didn't turn it off.
Plus, so they're in the 90s if they're somebody. Listening on the radio.
yeah.
Where did you get that thing? Are you in your car the whole time?
You have a radio. Everybody listen on the radio.
They'll listen in the car?
Yeah. I listen to my podcast on the radio. I don't know where you listen to yours at.
Meanwhile, there's like 17 antique radios yeah, in there, yeah. but they're yeah. antique, so yeah. they're not. What is it? Futique?
But you could have, yeah, they're futiques because you have Bluetooth yeah. in them.
Ah, that is that's yeah, futique.
Futique. Good Irish accent.
Looks like a boxer.
So yeah, so I discovered about myself that I not that I don't like having sex. Like I like having sex. I enjoy having sex, but. And I told Brent this, I told him it was weird because I discovered it. I just like watching. Like, I think like that is my thing. Like that, I just like watching. So.
But you're not going to finish yourself off while watching it?
I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on the mood. You know, like, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, it's just a weird, like, that's, I figured
so
out, like.
Voyeur. So, yeah. When you
well, kind of that or whatever. Like, I just think, like.
You found that because you were watching porn and you found the one where they're, like, peeking through the mini blinds?
Well,
porn,
like, I mean, no, yeah. Well, like, regular porn, like, porn is horrible. Like, but, yeah, I just, like just, I said, I just figured it out.
You should hang mini blinds from the ceiling fan just above your bed. Ooh. So, while you're having sex, you can peek through the mini nice. Blinds. Mid-body, mid-torso. It just hangs down to her stomach. So, when you look through, it looks like you're peeking in on her.
That's pretty good.
And you might not even recognize your own hands. Your arms will come around.
Ooh.
Start grabbing
just
boobs.
Hold, like, yeah, just like make holes the mini in the blinds. Yeah, just that's put, good.
Like, put like makeup on your hands so they look like darker or lighter.
Ooh. They do black arms.
Yeah.
Like we could hands. Start a whole channel called Through the Blind. It's a new, it's a whole new genre. Of
okay.
Porn. Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. No, that's true. Real. So that's, I'm still figuring it all out. It's good.
You Brad know, just, he wrote that down on his notes just now. Through the
blind. Yeah. Throughtheblinds.com. Yeah. You can check us out. Lessa Hayes. So
can I get a link to Scramblebox on your, Through the Blinds?
it'll be a network.
We'll talk advertising
I'll
later.
Link back too.
Yeah. We'll talk advertising later. Cause that's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
So Lessa, so.
Ooh, the scramble box. People could scramble you through the blind. I'm sorry. I just thought about the,
yeah,
it's the synergy.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of synergy.
This is going good.
Yeah.
So, Lessa, I took earlier, you weren't listening.
I think it's Lisa just spelled weird. I think it might be.
Didn't spell your name right.
Well, it's Lee, L-E-E, right? L-E-E is Lee.
No, Lessa.
Yeah. Oh, it's Lessa.
L-E-S-S-A.
You're right.
All
right. Lessa interruptions. I'm sorry.
So why are you getting all hyper now? You didn't say anything the whole episode. And all of a sudden.
Because I didn't.
Are you like anticipating my stories and you're like just getting hyper about them?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Yeah. It's usually how it's sex, man.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my kids will listen to this show one day. When I pass away, there's hours of this, and then this is how I represent myself. Fake orgasms to paper tanning, followed by a bell.
So, Lessa, earlier you didn't hear it last episode, but I took Ty on a date. So I went through and I, you know, told him what I would do to take him on a date. So I'm gonna take you on a date also. So I'll tell you what we're gonna do. So, man, I'm still laughing.
If you don't say this, I have a really good idea about this date, but I'll wait.
What?
I want to steal your thunder.
No, go ahead. I'll take ideas.
I think at the end of the date with Ty, end of the date with Ty, you break Lessa out because you planned it that you're going to be done with Ty at 8. Lessa's date is at 8:10. You're picking her up, but you bring her to the date and then you get to watch.
Ooh.
Yeah, you introduce Lessa to Ty. And then you get both of your things.
That's
you
good. Nice and bring my blinds with me.
And you bring your blinds.
You know what I can use for the to hang the blinds? You know the pull downs, the white
the shade thing.
No, you put a projector on that like folds up.
Yeah.
And you pop it out. Yeah, and I use the stand, but I'll put mini blinds on it.
Yeah.
Nice. So it'll come down. And I can peek through the blinds. That's perfect. And they fit in a backpack.
Only if there's room for my Furby.
Yeah. So yeah.
Wait, am I there?
If you want to be, this can be. This can.
This is moving really fast. I have social anxiety as it is.
And he's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Am I there? Am I there? Yeah. You want to be.
No one gives a fuck about the IRA. Everybody fast forward to this shit.
So that's a good idea. So, yeah. So
well, you're just going to stick with that one?
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I'm into it. Like that. Yeah, I'm into that. I'm really into that now. That's like, idea. Yeah.
So apparently, Lessa, so, yeah, I mean, you're getting fucked on your date. You're not. Yeah. There's no dinner.
This is. Yeah, it's gonna be
What have we become?
So so you don't get dinner, Lessa. You just get introduced to Ty, and then I break out my blinds, and you know, it's magic. So yeah, it's good.
You got to bring like a one to go Outback dinner, like Drover's platter.
Like Ty was like, "What's that for?" And I'm like, "Oh, just taking it to go home, home."
Yeah.
And I don't know why, Brad, but I'm picturing you like in like a full on like Ebenezer Scrooge pajama, like one of those like like a skirt pajama.
Oh, I wanted him I wanted him Gruff McGruff Crime Dog.
Well, no, I wanted like a trench full coat. Like a. Skirt pajama with like a little pajama, like a British pajama hat.
No, I want that. I'm classy, man. I want there to be like a fire and I want to sit there. I might have a cigar, you know, or a pipe and I have like a smoking jacket on, like something nice, you know,
maybe
nice.
Maybe Dave's
nice
alluding, watch, jewelry, he's alluding rings, to a Freudian fantasy, you know? Slip over there.
Yeah.
Someone's got a pajama
fetish. He's just picturing it. He's picturing me watching them have sex after dinner.
Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
Everybody to each their own. These are all secrets. We're in the nest.
We're safe space.
Yeah, safe space. So,
like I always say, white cotton panties all around.
Fun stuff.
No one knows what that means, but.
All right, well, good episode. You done? Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Don't be retarded.
Hey, girl, I got something real important to give you. So just sit down and listen.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide.
Open wide.
Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
What's on my mind? A gift real special, so take off the top.
Take a look inside. Is my dick in a box?
It's in a box.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh.
enough to know when a gift needs giving, and I got just the one. Something to show you that you are second to none.
Fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. 1.
Cut a hole in a box.
2.
Put your junk in that box.
3.
Make her open the box.
And that's the way you do it.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe.
It's my dick in a box.
Ooh, my dick in a box, girl.
Christmas.
Dig in a box.
Hanukkah.
Dig in a box.
Kwanzaa.
A dig in a box. Every single holiday.